I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fourth down, four-man rush. He takes the snap. He waits. He throws it for the goal line. And it's broken up at the goal line. And this is a game in the history books. Intended for Edelman. Burnett got a piece of it. And the crowd is celebrating in a very large way.
All right, let's do around the rest of the NFL winners and losers here on Sean and RJ. Pat Doney, NBC5, is in for Choppy. And you got to say that the Pittsburgh Steelers are a winner from yesterday. 877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, 877-881-1053. One of RJ's football principles is that Pittsburgh can never beat New England. That they play some type of defense that they never change. Somewhere wherever he read it, I'm sure it's been etched in stone in his mind. So you get over the Patriot hurdle, you stop your 3-game losing streak, and you maintain the division lead over the Baltimore Ravens, who are winning with Lamar Jackson. The Ravens are 8-6. Pittsburgh is now 8-5. And now you get over that mental hurdle of beating New England, who has owned you.
8-5-1. Steelers,
8-5-1, my bad.
Still not out of the woods. They got the Saints this upcoming weekend, so they could still be in trouble, because if they lose that game and either the Titans or the Colts win this upcoming weekend, they could be out of the playoffs going into week 17. Like, they could have no shot if they lose to the Saints. But this one was a big one for them, Sean. Also,
And I got to say this real quick before we move on from that game. Hey, KT, I can hear him right now. Do we focus on everybody's passes in every other game, or do we just overanalyze it with Dak? There is some truth to that. And if you look at Tom Brady, he, you could say, cost them that game or cost them the loss, a horrific, terrible interception. And then all the attempts at the end to try to tie it were overthrows.
What attempts?
With zero chance for his receivers to bring it in. So, we killed Dak. I killed Dak. But you got to look at some of the others a little bit closer as well.
And also, by the way, the Tom Brady interception that was thrown, Pat's radio said it was his worst pass in 10 years.
Ooh.
They killed him.
Also, yeah. Losing from that game, I mean, Le'Veon Bell's stock continues to go down. Jalen Samuel, the first time in any level he had 19 carries in a game, goes for $178. Pro Football Talk had that this morning. He'd never ran 19 times at any level.
Wow.
In his career, either high school or college. He does that for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they saved their season with a win.
I think easily the biggest loser of the weekend, the Seattle Seahawks, going on the road playing the terrible San Francisco 49ers. It goes to overtime, and this happened.
Ball down by Pinion. Kick on the way by Robbie Gould. It is good. And the 49ers beat the Seahawks. Yes, it's about time.
Yeah, it had been a long time since the San Francisco 49ers had beaten the Seattle Seahawks. If Seattle had won that game, they would have been 9-5 with a comfortable, about 2-game lead for the top spot in the wild card. Now, they're 8-6. They only have a 1-game lead over the Eagles, over the Redskins. The Vikings are 7-6-1. Carolina plays tonight and is 6-7. Can get to 7-7 if they upset the Saints tonight. My point, Seattle had a chance to play a cupcake and beat that cupcake and basically lock up a playoff spot, and they could not get it done against a really bad 49ers team. Seattle, big loss this week.
I want to respectfully disagree with you, though, Pat. You said the biggest loser of the weekend. I say the team that beat them was actually the biggest loser of the weekend. The San Francisco 49ers, by winning this game, have virtually guaranteed that they will not get Nick Bosa in the upcoming NFL draft. That's because the Cardinals got pummeled by the Falcons. They're definitely going to lose their final two games because they get the Rams this upcoming weekend, and then the final week of the season, you know, they're not going to be playing for anything either. The San Francisco 49ers, in my book, losers with a win on that one.
Is it still looking like us in Seattle?
Yes, it is still trending that way. Seattle has here's the thing. Seattle has a lead over Minnesota, and they had the tiebreaker. So it's still looking very likely that it's going to be Cowboys and Seahawks But
it's not impossible for the Eagles to get in at 9-7, by the way. I mean, if they can win at the Rams last night, and Chris Collinsworth talking all about that, no, Nick Foles is back. And I mean, they clearly have a little mojo with the win last night, feeling themselves a little bit. If they went out, they could be 9-7 and be a wild card team.
With the ski masks.
And the Seahawks. Seahawks story, actually. If they lose this weekend to the Chiefs, the Vikings would jump ahead of them. So... with a win.
Another big winner.
Real quick, what's the Philly ski mask?
Ski mask story from Malcolm Jenkins. Apparently, they've been passing around a ski mask on the sidelines there in Philadelphia. Jenkins saying, where we are right now, if we want to continue to go play, we've got to go take it. So for us, it's kind of our season where we're going to go steal everything we've got. Whether it's the ball, whether it's the game, our chance to go play in the postseason, we've got to go take it. So that's kind of what that ski mask is doing. For us, it's bringing back the energy, having fun. It's fun to rob people. Guys are enthusiastic about it and contributing.
Wait, what did you say?
There's so many different people making plays.
Who's going to get offended by this? When are we going to bring in stereotypes?
I love it. It's really funny, but
didn't they do a mask last year? I hated that mask.
It was the underdog mask. That was a little bit. That wasn't quite a ski mask.
I know. So what are we going to call them? Burglars now? Come on. It's funny.
You know what's funny? When Amari Cooper goes up against his Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense, when he's slicing through their secondary score and touchdown, I want to hand out a knife because it's fun to slice through people. So Amari's like waving a knife on the side like, yeah, I cut people down. I'm going to the Hall of Fame with a Ravens jersey.
Stop.
Another big winner, though, this weekend. I mean, you guys kind of talked about them, but Minnesota – and what the Vikings did, they're now looking confident, and they could be coming to AT&T Stadium. Seahawks hosting the Chiefs this upcoming weekend, so that could be a loss going for them, even though the Chiefs are 2-2 in their last games. This is what Dalvin Cook and his resurgence sounded like on Vikings radio.
First and 15 from the Dolphins, 21. Cousins from under center hands it to Dalvin. Oh. He spins away from the Dolphin at the 15. And he blows! Inside the 5!
Dalvin Cook with a career game. You knew that they were going to run the football. That's why they fired their OC. Mike Zimmer's an old school guy. 34 running back carries between Dalvin and Latavius. The 34 running back carries, they came out on fire. Vikings putting up a lot of points, Pat.
And another NFC North team, a big winner. The Chicago Bears finally get the monkey off their back, taking care of the Green Bay Packers, and they are NFC North champions.
Trubisky takes the snap, takes a knee, they head to the field. The Bears have won it 24-17 over the Green Bay Packers. And it's been an anguishing absence from the playoffs. 7 years, 11 months, 27 days, and they win the NFC North 2018 division champions.
The Chicago Bears look like a dangerous team in the playoffs, man. I mean, their offense is creative. Their defense is obviously phenomenal. Tariq Cohen, one of the best playmakers in the game, and Trubisky, he's dangerous running the ball. He's a good enough thrower to make some of the plays that he needs to, but he is a fantastic runner and can make a lot of plays with his legs. Chicago seems to have that formula, especially if they're at home in the freezing cold elements there in the postseason if they get some home games in Chicago in the playoffs.
There it is, winners, losers around the rest of the NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.